Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Two of the most important things you'll ever learn in this life, period, is what to resist and what to yield to. Because if you're resisting God, you're messing up. And if you're yielding to the enemy, you're messing up. Many people, Christian people, are yielding to things they should be resisting. And resisting things they should be yielding to. How are you going to know the difference? Oh, thank God for this Bible. Thank God for the author of the Bible, the Holy Spirit, who's in us. He will lead us. If, somebody say if. If we'll follow. Now look at that again in Revelation 3:20. This is the Master. Many people know this verse. And yet they'll turn around and contradict it with wrong theology. Jesus says, I'm coming in no matter what you think. Because God is sovereign. And what I have determined is going to happen. I mean, a lot of folks would be shouting about that if it wasn't for looking at that verse right now. And verses will mess up a lot of theology. Jesus said what? If you want to hear what I've got to say to you, you need to let me in. What if you don't let him in? Why is he knocking? Because it's up to us whether we give him access. I know a lot of folks don't like that kind of talk. They don't believe it. God is omnipotent. God is sovereign. What does that mean? They don't even know what they're talking about. What does that mean? Okay. God is sovereign. What if in his sovereignty, he left this up to you? Then you can't leave up to him what he left up to you. It's a cop-out. It's spiritual laziness to try to leave everything up to God. It's just not reality.
That's right.
We have to choose. Hebrews, we already talked about this, but it'll bear repetition. Hebrews 3 and 7, very similar thing. The Holy Ghost says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Now, we camped on this for a whole time. Let me see if anybody remembers it. A whole Friday night. That him that has ears to hear, let him hear. Is he talking about people that's got these on the side of their head? No. Well, what makes an ear that hears versus an ear that doesn't hear? The condition of the heart. Which is why he says, if you will hear his voice, verse 7, if you will hear his voice, do what? Harden not your heart. Because if you harden your heart, you're not going to hear him. Doesn't that sound similar? If you wouldn't let him in, there's some hardening of heart going on there. If you won't let him in. And if we won't give place to him, if we won't invite him in, if we won't defer to him, submit to him, if our heart is not willing to hear anything he would tell us, willing to do what he would tell us, we're not going to hear some things. It's not that he's not talking to us. It's just we're on the AM band trying to pick up an FM station. And when our heart is tuned in, becoming willing, become believing, we'll begin to get it. We'll begin to get what he's saying to us. Do you believe this? Notice then in 1 John 2:24. Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. Somebody say, from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning, what did you do from the beginning? You heard something. If that which you've heard from the beginning remains in you, you shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. The emphasis is, stay with what you heard from the beginning. Listen to Hosea, the 6th chapter and the 3rd verse. Then shall we know if what? If we follow on to know the Lord, or you could say if we continue. His going forth is prepared as the morning. What does the morning do? It's dark, then it starts to get light. Then it gets brighter and brighter and brighter. And He'll come to us as the rain, which is also progressive. The crop needs the rain in the spring. It needs the rain to sustain it. And then it needs the finishing rain for the harvest. Amen. Is that right? It's a progressive thing. Now, we looked last week at where some serious mistakes were made by the man in the story that went to get his concubine, and then they kept hanging around and were days off of schedule, if you will, and wound up leaving at the wrong time, wound up at the wrong place, and some horrible things happening to them.
That's right.
Would it have been any different if they'd left at daylight 3 or 4 days ago?
Yeah.
Does it matter? If we're at the right place at the right time.
Yes.
Or if we're at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yes.
The Spirit of God's endeavoring to lead us, every child of God. And He's endeavoring to lead us somewhere good. Into something good. The enemy is also trying to lead us. And you know where he's trying to lead you? Somewhere bad. You think about the timing it takes to be in the middle of an intersection at exactly the moment a person who started getting drunk 14 hours ago comes blasting through there at 90 miles an hour. Seconds earlier, you miss him. Seconds later, you miss him. Come on, are y'all with me? It's a setup. Oh, it's just chance. That's people that don't believe in spiritual reality. The enemy is always trying to set us up. Now, a good part of that, it proves he can't just do stuff to us because he wants to. He can't. He has to use us against ourselves. Huh? He has to work us through our own flesh. And what you'll see is people are being misled, led out of the will of God, led into destruction where they are stolen from, hurt, killed, by things like procrastination, laziness, anger. How many folks, don't raise your hands now, I'm just talking generically here, got so mad and just ran out and did something and something terrible happened? Why? They didn't realize it, but when they followed that anger, somebody else was leading them.
That's right.
Had them by the nose and led them right into a trap.
Yes, amen.
That can absolutely change the course of your life. So you got to make up your mind if you want to be safe. You got to make up your mind. Anger does not lead me. Somebody needs to say that. Anger, rage does not lead me. I don't do things. I don't make decisions because I got mad. You get real mad, it's time for you to get quiet. Go set yourself down somewhere and do nothing until you get cool and get straight about what the Spirit of God is showing you on the inside. People get depressed. How many people have, in a fit of depression, taken their life?
Yes.
Teenager. What, so sad. Teenagers committing suicide. If they could just live as long as some of us, they'd realize, so your girlfriend dumped you. Go have an ice cream and take a nap. And I would say 5 years from now, it'll be hard to remember. In their life, it's more like 30 days. Not to belittle it or minimize it, because the feelings are real. And if you've never dealt with heartbreak before, your first time can seem overwhelming. And the devil will lie to you, nobody's ever felt like you're feeling now. It's just so terrible. You can't live like this. And people act on desperation. And the devil lead. Then if somebody died, it's not hard to figure out who's leading that. Right? Who comes but for to steal and to kill and to destroy? So they didn't realize it, but when they followed the depression, the devil was leading them.
That's right.
Leading them into death and destruction. Somebody say, I refuse to be led by depression. I don't make decisions based on depression feelings. I don't make decisions based on anger and rage. Thus being led by feelings and by the flesh, which ultimately is the enemy leading you. We don't want the enemy leading us, do we? No. But the Spirit of God will lead us through love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith and faithfulness, meekness, temperance, self-control. The Holy Ghost will say, get a hold of yourself. Won't he? Yeah. Sit down there. Quit that. Cool off right now. Button that lip.
Amen.
Don't you do a thing. You go take a nap. No, you're not calling anybody right now. You're going to kneel down there and pray for an hour. If you listen to the Spirit of God, He's going to lead you the way of all those things. Love, joy, peace. And how many know He will save you untold problems? He'll save you accidents and lawsuits and divorces and ulcers. Come on, are y'all with me? He will save you all kind of problems.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.